so good to be in his presence. There's just something powerful that happens. And I don't think it's by coincidence that the Lord is saying this morning that he wants to give you the spirit of assurance. Because what we're going to talk about in tithes and offerings today is that same thing about assurance. But it's another word that we use, and it's expectation. Amen? And so we have been going through a series of praise. Let's say it together. Praise stands for powers released after I start expecting. So power is released after I start expecting. And we have been going over multiple stories in the Bible where the power of God was released after people began expecting. And we knew they were expecting because what were they doing? They were praising, right? It was an attitude of praise. And that's what happens. Power is released. And when I was praying about this, I felt like the Lord said, we're not done. I was like, well, I'm running out of stories. We're praising. He's like, it's okay. Just keep going. We're going to continue to see where power is released. But today I really felt like he wanted us to focus on our ability to praise in expectation comes from knowing God is faithful. Amen? Comes from knowing that God is faithful. In Hebrews 11, it's called the chapter of faith. It's all the heroes of faith. It's all the people that believed and believed God for something. And some of them saw those things that he had said was going to happen, and others of them didn't live to see it. But in each one of their stories, you can find a place where God did something incredible in their lives, whether it was a miracle or an answer to prayer or a breakthrough or a supernatural phenomenon. And that's what gave them the ability to keep expecting. So you may be sitting there thinking, well, you know, I can expect, I guess, but I haven't seen a lot of God's faithfulness. Well, you're here today. You're here today, you have clothes on your body, you have shoes on your feet, you've somehow got here to this place, you're here in this room, we're not outside, we're not exposed to the elements. That's just a small portion of things I could list off to show you that God has been faithful in your life today. He has been faithful, but it goes beyond that. If you will take a moment to look back, and David says, I recall the things that you've done in the past. And that helped him to be able to be where he was right now and to have an expectation of what was to come. And verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hoped for, do you want to know what another word for hoped for is? Can you guess? Expectation. Faith is the substance of things that we are in expectation of. We're expecting God to do something. Amen? And when you're expecting God to do something, you can't help but get excited. This past week, Joni and I had gotten together for coffee, and we were just encouraging each other, and toward the end of the conversation, we both shared some needs in our lives, and instead of being sitting there going, oh, girl, oh, I'm just feeling for you. Oh, that's just terrible. Oh, well, I hope we're going to make it. I hope we're going to see the light. I just hope that maybe something turns around. That's wishing. That's not hope. Hope has expectancy with it. So what were we doing? Girl, I'm expecting with you. I'm believing this is the week. We're going to start seeing our breakthrough this week. It's going to happen before we even it's supposed to be there. God's going to start moving and working. And guess what? We both had praise reports this week. Why? Because when you're expecting, you can't help but praise the Lord in advance. And that's what expectation is. It's praise being released before you even see your financial miracle. Amen? It's before it even gets here, you're already praising the Lord for it. And I told her, I said, you know, in the natural, we don't have the amount that the man is asking for Luke's accident. We didn't have it in the natural, but that didn't stop me from walking around the house going, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. I praise you. I thank you, Lord. More than enough. More than enough. It's going to get here before it's supposed to. I thank you, Jesus. I pray all the time. The kids would go, Mom, what are you doing? I'm just thanking the Lord. I'm just thanking. Don't worry about me. I'm just thanking the Lord. Right? Why are we doing that? Because I have an expectation. My God has been faithful to meet the needs in my past, And he is the same. Say it with me. Yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. So if he provided for you in the past, he's going to provide for you today. That's where my expectation was. And when I began expecting, power was released. And those finances came in. Supernatural. Supernatural. And you know what? The same for Joni. It was a supernatural connection that brought about the things that they needed this past week for their house. Supernatural. You could say, oh, it's a coincidence. No, when you are a Christian and a tither, there is no such thing as a coincidence. None. There is a divine appointment. God is strategically placing you in the right place at the right time to meet the right people that have possibly what you need to be able to meet that need. Amen? So we can praise him. You say, well, you know, I'm not really seeing. Guess what? There's a whole chapter in Hebrews 11 of people that weren't really seeing. They weren't seeing a lot of the miracles that God had foretold. Abraham was told he's going to be the father of many nations. Did he see that? No. Did that change his faith in God? No. Why? Because he saw Isaac. That's where his faith was at. Lord, if I can go to the top of the mountain and you provided a ram to save my son, then I believe that there are nations that are coming from him. He never saw it, but he was in expectation of what God was going to do. This is incredible. If we could grab hold of this, you can chase fear, you can chase anxiety, you can chase worry right on out of your house. Because that's what praise does. When you begin to praise, I shared last week, it's like when you have this room of darkness, no matter how many train cars of darkness you bring into that room, as soon as the light comes on, they be gone. It's gone, right? Well, when you begin to praise, what does praise do? It ushers you into the presence of the Lord, right? And I don't know about you, but heaven is not dark. Heaven is not dark. The glory of God, just the glory that we have seen here on earth, does not have to do with darkness. It has to do with light. So when you begin to praise, the darkness, the heaviness that's trying to come on you has to leave the house. It has to leave your checkbooks. It has to leave. It has to leave because it cannot stay in the presence of the Lord. So when you begin to praise, say it with me, powers released after I start expecting. So what do we have to do? Start expecting. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or the expectation of things to come. It's connected. They're joint at the hip. You can't take them apart. You can't say, well, I have faith, but I don't think it'll ever happen. That's not faith. Faith says, I believe it will happen. I believe it's on its way. It's coming in Jesus' name. And then what do? You begin to praise the Lord. But you know what? Their lives are getting darker than I've ever seen. You praise the Lord. But my finances, it looks worse. You praise the Lord. But what I'm feeling, you praise the Lord. Because eventually, all those things have to change. They have to change. Why? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And every place where the people of God were in expectation for God to move and they began to praise, power was released. Amen. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then every time you praise in expectation, his power is still being released. His power is still being released. His power is still being released. Amen? This is not about us having to try to do something. It's not about us doing more and more and more and more and hopefully we'll be able to make ends meet. No, it's us about trusting the Lord with all of our hearts and being in expectation. If he provided in the past, he'll provide today, and he'll provide in my future. Amen. Aren't you so glad for the Word of God? Aren't you so glad for his faithfulness in a time and a day where people are fearful and they don't always know what's going to happen tomorrow and there's rumors and all these things, and we can rest. We can rest, what the song say, in his promises. Because all his promises are yes and amen. And that means, so be it in my life. And my Bible says, my God shall supply all my needs. My Bible says, I will have a wealth with no sorrow with it. Amen? He is faithful. If you're a tither and a giver, he'll open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing you cannot contain. Amen? Amen? You're saying, so be it in my life when you agree with an amen. Whew, let's grab your tithes and offerings this morning. Father, I thank you so much for this word. We want to be people of praise. We want to be people that praise in expectation, God, of what you're about to do. And Father, I know that there are things that have been coming against people on the right and the left and the front and the back, and it almost seems like it's never ending, but God, it is ending in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that because we are tithers and givers, our finances are protected by you. By you. You said you would rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And so I praise you, Father, for the finances that have come in even in our life this week. But Father, I praise you what the enemy has stolen, what he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, I thank you that we are reaping back a harvest sevenfold because the enemy has been caught and found out. We are not going to be strapped and tied down in our finances. We are going to be blessed to be a blessing. We praise you, Father, that we are going to be vessels you can flow through to touch our lives, but also to touch the people around us, to touch our church, to touch our cities and our states and our nation and the nations of the world. We are Abraham's seed. And Father, I thank you today for blessing every gift that's given. Bless the giver. Anoint them, Father. Show them what to do with their finances. Show them things that they haven't seen before, ideas and concepts and visions, Father. Let them see those things and let them have the faith and the expectation, God, that you will be faithful. That you will be faithful, and let our homes be filled with praise. Let our cars be filled with praise. Let our mouths be filled with praise, God, because we know that you will be faithful. And as we are in expectation, your power is released in our lives. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory for that today. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Whew, God is so good.